Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, September 27th. Can we have roll call?
Member Carroll is absent. Member Clinton?
Here.
Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Swaney?
Here.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll start with our administrative agenda and the meeting minutes.
I'll move for approval of the minutes from September 13th.
I'll second.
Any discussion? No? Well done, Linda. Item B2, Planning Director Report.
Right. How about a vote? Action on the
Right. Minutes. We didn't. Sorry, my bad. For the back of the meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry about that. Now, planning director report.
Okay. Good afternoon, Chair and members. So your October 11th meeting will be canceled. We don't have items on that are ready for that meeting, so you get a day off on that. And so the next meeting will be October 25th. And also, I do want to have you look at your calendar for November 8th, because we have an item that's coming to you, and three members need to step down on that item. So we want to make sure we have a quorum. So if you could, I sent an email out, if you could just email me back if there's any issues about your attendance. Thank you.
Okay. Review of today's agenda?
No changes on your agenda, and we just talked about projected agenda. So
great. Thank you. Item D, public comment. This time the public has an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the city. Does anybody like to speak? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the conceptual review calendar. And the first item, Madam Secretary.
Item E1 is the AutoZone store exterior alterations located at 5799 Hollister Avenue and 265 Pine Avenue, case number 16140 DRB.
Let's do declarations at this point.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, but I'm very, very familiar with the building, but no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
So this is for conceptual review. The property includes an 8,000 square foot building previously used as an antique store on a 0.37 acre lot in the C2 retail commercial zone district in Old Town. The applicant proposes improvements to the storefront exterior facade, including a new doorway entrance at the southwest corner, raising of the roofline, new exterior stucco finish, and refinishing of the existing canopy roof. The project also includes the removal of the existing storage building on the south elevation, construction of a new dumpster enclosure, and parking lot pavement improvements. No additional square footage is proposed. The project architect currently lives and works in Tennessee, but Bruce Martini, the project expediter, is here with us today to represent the project, and we will be accepting comments to provide back to the architect.
Okay. Would you like to add anything to that?
Well, basically,
Can you help turn his mic on? There you go.
As Ms. Fung, is it? Yeah. Ms. Fung stated, the building currently is an antique store, and since you all seem to be very aware of it, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the dilapidated condition that it's in right now, literally falling apart. AutoZone's proposal is to try and come up with a design that was in keeping with the mission aspect of the state of California. That's where they came up with the Spanish tile, the pilaster, and so forth on that. I believe the design works in with what they have in the area and would definitely make it look much better than what you have right now. The entrance being relocated to the northwest corner there serves well because it takes the traffic of people entering the store off of Hollister where the bus stop is and where the crosswalk is and allows them more direct access from the existing parking lot.
Okay. Questions from the board?
I was in a rush and didn't bring my copy of the drawings with me. The project description talks about raising the roof line some.
Yes, that's to conceal the rooftop units up above.
Can we kind of show here? Thank you. So how is the raising going on compared with what's there now? Because right now we had that mansard across the front, and that sits on top of that?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Okay. Right. So that's in the street, that's the side, and then the Hollister elevation is the one above there. So that parapet above is on top of the height of what's there right now?
Correct, right. Okay. For a total height of 19 foot plus 2 foot, right. So 21 feet.
Thank you.
Bill, do you have any questions?
No questions, just comments.
Okay.
So these pilasters are new and slump stone, is
yes,
that
exactly.
Correct?
Currently the building is covered with a wood veneer, basically.
And doesn't show real well, I guess, in these triangular things right now. Those are, which is right there and
over here.
And over there.
Right.
I use Dennis's fancy little pointer here. And those are being switched out, and the entire building's going to be done in stucco?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I got at the moment.
I noticed there was a color swatch here.
Yes, here it is. Sir.
Okay. I was just curious as to what the real colors are here. Okay, so this is that's the tile there. I was just checking to make, I'm sure it wasn't intended to. I just wanted to see what the actual colors were because I'm sure the tile wasn't going to be bright red like that.
Oh, no.
All right.
I want to piggyback on the question that Carl just had a second ago. I'm still unsure what the answer was to what this is.
That's showing the canopy that you would be seeing if you were standing.
It's this.
Right, exactly. Right beyond there.
Yeah,
beyond.
But what material is that? You're looking
stucco. It's going to be stucco. Right now it's wood siding.
Right, exactly. Right.
But it's going to be stucco.
So you're going to see a red trim, stucco,
and then
the tile on top of it like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes, a question. There appears to be a door. I think it's marked as a fire door exit on Hollister. That doesn't appear on the elevation. It should appear about right there.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It does not. For some reason, that was
all right.
Inadvertently left off the elevation.
Aaron, Any questions? Yes?
I have a question about the, I'm assuming you're going to remove the phone booth.
Oh, yes, yes. Anything, yeah, any of that will be definitely taken away. I want to clean up the whole thing. The paving needs to be redone. Everything needs to be cleaned up in that. It's really in poor shape.
Right. And so you'll have the main entranceway will be on the corner then on the back side.
Right.
And then over on the other side, you'll have an entrance for just warehousing.
Exactly.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Carl?
Are you guys doing anything with the overhead service that comes to a site plan? I think it comes from a pole over here. And
I do remember it is like that. Quite honestly, I don't know if they've gone that far on it. I'm not sure if they're going to try to get underground or not. That's something we really haven't talked about that much yet.
Okay.
Actually, I do have one question.
Sure.
On the site plan, actually, right there near number 12 there, currently there's the remnants of a cinder block knee-high wall that's been run into several times.
Yes.
So I see, you know, you've got something there. Is that a wall? Is that markings? Let's see. On the west side of the handicap, the westernmost handicap,
right,
correct?
Right.
Yeah,
here.
Is that going to be a wall with a marker?
Currently, it's as you say, it's existing wall. AutoZone would repair that wall to make it look, you know, in decent shape. And that
right,
shape.
So it's not coming out, it's being repaired.
Right, they'll repair it, yes.
Can you talk about any exterior lighting?
At this time, the only lighting we have on the exterior would be denoted on the elevation, the rear elevation there.
Yeah,
it's for the parking mainly, to eliminate parking for safety.
Right, there's that.
Right here.
There are those two lights there.
Right. We don't have any other lighting on, nothing, you know, shining on the Hollister or the other road.
All right. So on the lighting issue, could you talk about the signage? Is that self-illuminated or is it?
It's internally illuminated.
Internally illuminated.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I presume staff has told you signs are a separate permit?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go to comments. Bill, you want to chime in?
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'll go ahead and get started. This is truly a highly visible corner and a very important part of our community, Old Town, that part of Hollister there. And the building has been neglected and is dilapidated, so AutoZone coming in and making that renewed is appreciated. This is just conceptual review, so everybody's just kind of chiming in with their comments. Goleta used to participate in what's called the Redevelopment Agency, and we'd have money that was made available so that we could do certain upgrades to Old Town that were called out in our community plan. With the dissolution of the Redevelopment Agency, those monies were taken away, and we really have limited opportunities to try and affect the plan that the community foresaw Old Town turning into. So at this point, the only way we're really able to improve Old Town is on a kind of project-by-project basis, working with applicants to improve their property. So thanks for working with us on this.
Oh, certainly.
My comments are, for me, is this going to be a benefit or become too visible for people on Hollister? I guess the main point that I would make is I think that there's an overuse of the color of red. Just by being able to move from behind Hollister onto Hollister is going to really help AutoZone compete with mm-hmm. the other auto parts stores there just by the nature of being in that corner. And the sign itself, at least the ones that I've seen in the past, very clearly announces that this is AutoZone in red. So I know there's a theme, and in some places they may prefer this theme of the additional red in addition to the signage. I would wonder if you might be open to exploring alternatives to that to make it fit in really more into what kind of colors might be more appropriate for Old Town rather than more of a visual distraction by too much red in a place where that really may not be appropriate. Just an example I'll give, one thing we're finding we have to make is called neighborhood compatibility, so that it fits in. It's really hard in Old Town. In other parts of the city, you know what's kind of compatible with the neighborhood. I mean, I've spoken with people in Old Town, it runs the gamut to just leave it alone just as it is to we need to do some major renewal. So it's probably somewhere in between on that spectrum, which we'd be hoping to achieve. So as I drove up and down Hollister trying to see how this project fits in with what we've got on the floor right now, I see the nice Hampton Inn, and across from that is a 76 station with a very large canopy and a lot of red. And it just seems to be a disconnect. And it, to me, it's a distraction and a detraction from the quality that we're trying to get to. An acceptable one is just a little bit further down is the Toyota building. Red is their color, but they're using it in a very modest way. I see that there's red in the sign on the door, the mullions, the trim, the canopy. So if there's some way that you can blend this into Old Town, I don't think it's going to affect the announcement, this is AutoZone. So using your creativity and expertise, that's what I would like to suggest.
Okay, we definitely take a look at that.
Tom?
My comments are going to run pretty close along with Bill. The building is long overdue for, you know, for being upgraded, certainly. I'm not tremendously in love with tile as the roofing material on the canopy. Shingles like they have now are just not going to, that was like a 70s funky aesthetic thing there. I guess I could learn to like the tile. It's just hard to visualize it because when I look, I think about what I see in the color board, but when I look at the drawing and I see, you know, fire engine or orangey red right there, I get the feeling of too much red, just like Bill was saying. This is going in the right direction, but I think color-wise, I would like to see it toned down a bit to kind of fit with the rest of the neighborhood, maybe. The AutoZone sign, of course, it is what it is. They have their colors, they have their logo, you know, and I'm also on the sign subcommittee, and I understand that. But the red banding and the red trim around, you know, for all the door and window trim, if it could be a darker, duskier red type of thing.
Type of muted type of something.
Yeah, you know, so it kind of settles down and fits in with the rest of the neighborhood. This works out well if this is part of like a brand new house, a brand new commercial development, mm-hmm. where everything's nice and bright, shiny new, and more kind of contemporary. This would fit right in, but that's not Old Town. So I would like them to look again at the redevelopment standard, you know, the design standards that we have for there we're suggesting, and see how you can how. What you have could be kind of just muted down a little bit. I like the idea of moving the entrance to where it is, by the way, because the people that go there are going to be traveling in their cars. Very
exactly.
few will be on foot. And patronizing the, being a frequent patron of the antique store, I'll automatically go in the back entrance over there instead of in the front door. So that's my comment.
Question for you real quickly. In terms of the roofing material, you were mentioning that you didn't care for the shingles. I mean, the Spanish tile.
Yes.
What would be alternate materials like metal awning, metal?
I don't know. Standing seam could be something. I think one thing that folks might be kind of sensitive to is that Goleta is not Santa Barbara. And if this was within the city limits, especially anywhere near the vicinity of State Street, then tile would be required. Mm-hmm. This is more of a little more middle America, country town kind of aesthetic. I don't know how to quite distill it down to words, but Old Town Goleta has its own feel, and that's what we've been trying to do with the redevelopment guidelines and all the stuff Bill's talked about, is to kind of bring the good parts of that to the fore and get and eventually mitigate some of the more outrageous examples that are down there. So like I said, I think, you know, depending on the kind of tile, you know, I could like it. Mm-hmm. I would be careful about, because the one in the color sample shows like a off-the-shelf blend of bright and dark type tiles, and it's kind of a,
right.
That's not really, they need to be more or less the same same shade, but
not
muted.
Variegated, in other words.
Well, no, it can't be like, you know.
Drastic contrast.
Yeah, it like drastic contrast, and it shouldn't all be the same. But I mean, something that looks older, like a roof that has been there for a while.
Hmm, I see.
So, but as far as other material standing seam, yeah, you know, certainly not shingles. I don't have any other preference at this point.
If they were to do something like a standing seam, what kind of color would you look at for that sort of thing?
Right now, I think we'd have to see it again. Mm-hmm. Look at the color palette of the streetscape there.
Take a look at that.
And take it from there.
Just in terms of architecture, you brought it forward, and I hadn't thought about it, but to me, it does make sense. The idea of the metal canopy or the standing seam, I think, is more in tune with the kind of direction Old Town may be going rather than emulation of tile and the Santa Barbara feel.
All right.
Mr. Chair, can I interrupt and just add to what I'm hearing from Board Member Shaler and Mr. Tom Smith. Yeah, sorry. We have the Goleta Old Town Heritage District Architectural Design Guidelines, and I just wanted to reference, since conversations are discussing color, that there is a section on building color for Old Town, and it says that exterior colors play an important role in the way a building and its details are perceived, and one specifically pertaining to the comments I'm hearing, it says bright or intense colors should be used sparingly and should typically be reserved for more delicate or intricate design elements such as grille work as well as transient features such as awning signs and flags. So I think when the time comes for this project for design review, that some of these findings may be incorporated. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you. Carl, you have any comments?
I don't see any landscape here called out particularly, other than along here. It's unfortunate, I guess. There's one little tree well here that has, when we get down to the landscape. Oh, there is. There's only one literally street tree, which is that some kind of a palm when we get down to the other end of the table. And I don't know if it's possible to go back to Public Works and maybe add another one along Hollister and maybe a couple along Pine. I'm just throwing that out because I don't know how easy or difficult that would be. And then colleague pointed out, I guess there's a little sliver of landscape along Pine Avenue and then back here along the southern property line. I guess I'm wondering if this is all going to be if this is a new trash enclosure.
Yes, it is.
Maybe we could take that area and turn it into landscaping and get at least a significant shade tree there or something that would help to shade some of the parking lot. It's a possibility.
That's something definitely to look at. That makes sense.
Yeah. Relative to lights, you've only got two lights on there. There seem to be both wall packs, but I'm assuming that you'll probably replace them with new fixtures.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe we could get into some type of LED that would be
absolutely
downlighting colors. And I'm assuming that this red you've got here on the color sheet plays off the, or is, if not exactly, the match for the AutoZone red?
Exactly.
How do I start this? And then this white, I think, just there's too much contrast between the white and the gray and the red. So maybe the white needs to tone down some.
Okay.
Meaning deepen, I guess, and this maybe become a tan or something rather than that. I'm going to chime in on the tile roof. My initial reaction before going out there was that tile roof was inappropriate for this building. And then when I did my site visit, I was shocked to find out that across Hollister there must be at least two or three buildings with it on. Mm-hmm. I was shocked when I drove Old Town because I didn't remember it. It doesn't feel like it's a tile roof town, and yet there's a ton of tile roof in it. But, however, so that being said, so I can understand how you got here. I think the difference is that as you look at the elevations, the roof on this building is literally just kind of hung off the side.
Correct.
And I think that's an inappropriate use because it's tile. If instead of doing all of these parapets, if you were to extend the tile roof up onto the roof somehow in order to become the screen rather than just have it as a little mansard down here, that would start to make more sense for it being tile. Tile, to me, is a fairly heavy material. It feels substantial and in weight and has to have something to support it. And here, we're just hanging it off the side of the building. It just feels inappropriate still. So, that being said, I would argue that you need to change the roof material just based upon architectural feel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if standing seems right. Maybe that would work. Maybe it needs to become a flat concrete tile roof that could...
Or corrugated.
Corrugated might work. Or, like I said, flat concrete tile that might reflect the existing wood shake that it is now, you know. Some that feels more lighter. There's not many roofs around that feel heavier than barrel tile. So I'd be up for you changing the roof material for sure. And then... relative to how much red, I think if we change the roof material, we can get rid of maybe the red on the fascia. And I think that will solve a lot of the red issue. I don't mind doing the red
mullions
and storefront. That may or may not be an issue with other people, but I mean, it is an AutoZone and they have to do something. So I don't, and that seems to me would not, if that remains, wouldn't be a lot of red, and yet would allow AutoZone to feel like they're getting something. And then the last thing, which is back on the site plan, I don't see any drawings of the trash enclosure per se, but I'm assuming that you know that has to have a roof on it and something.
Yes, they have standard and detail that they work with for that.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes, like Member Sheeler, I want to thank the proponent for taking on such an ambitious project. I think this is one of the key properties in Old Town and deserves as much attention as the committee can generate. I have no specific objection to your direction of Mediterranean. I just don't think you're following through with it. There is the gesture of the tile roof, the slump block, but then it kind of falls apart from there. So if you, and this is opposed to Member Smith, if you want to go in that direction, I'd say embrace it wholeheartedly. You might think about putting a molding up on top of the parapet to give it some depth of shadow, some of these other sort of key elements of what is called loosely Mediterranean architecture. Right now it's a little weak. I think the color palette works against that completely. It's as if, well, if you are going to go Mediterranean, you would never go with this color palette. I can understand the branding that is desired by the proponent, but I would tone that way down. And would not use red mullions on this at all. And as I look closer, it calls for black opaque glass. Now, this to me, it gets back to a bigger urban planning issue. I understand the logic of putting the and moving the entry around to the garage, but with the absence of doors on the both the streets, essentially, and the black glass, I think you've rather kind of turned your back on the community. And this is kind of a dead building urbanistically. Doors, movement of people, looking through windows at objects. This is really what encourages vibrancy on the sidewalk. And I don't see that at all here in the plan. More specifically, getting on to a little more specifically, my personal peeve here is that the window sills don't match up with the datum line, giving a sort of a jumpy appearance. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes, some of them go to the floor and some of them don't.
Yes, I didn't really understand that concept. In character of a Mediterranean, if it were to have a solid datum line down there that the sills came to with a heavy molding that gave it some depth and shadow, it would be much more in character. The signage on the, is that Pine Street there?
Yes.
I think is done well, yes. The signage by the addition of the parapet. However, the sign on Hollister seems to be so overbearing, and you can see from the side element, it really is a huge element. And I would encourage you to take this same approach where it's a measured signage in proportion to the area rather than this sort of big lump on the face of the building, which actually works against the tile. And I would go with you on a flat tile for that, which is I think is perfectly acceptable. Let's see, I think, so the only, besides all the glass is opaque black glass, if I'm correct, except for the entry doors, which are evergreen glass.
Right, and the adjacent ones, correct.
Yes. This jumble of colors, I think, could be refined to be much more in character with your original concept.
Thank you. Aaron?
So I've just got a few comments. To agree with Tom, if it is going to be tile, and there's been lots of comment about the roofing, but I would myself like to see something with a patina, something to take a little bit an older feel. In regards to the red, I think the window trim and the flashing, particularly underneath where it's called out now, under the tile, something besides red's got to be found, and I'll just leave it at that. Then I had that got me thinking about one other thing. Is the parking lot across on the west side of Pine, that used to be all under one ownership, and that was a auxiliary parking for those stores. Is that still going to be the case? And
yes.
If so, what's being done with that? Because that is quite in need of some help as well.
I actually haven't been told what they're planning to do with that, but I know they are planning on using it. If the paving of that is in poor condition, that then I'm sure they would, we would definitely, you know, redo it, and that's what they're going to look for.
Yeah, right there next to the bank parking.
Right.
And it's even in worse shape.
Is it? Yeah. Then I'm sure AutoZone would definitely address that, those issues there, because they wanted to make it look not very nice also.
Right. Yeah, and I just wanted to comment there that whatever's done, the colors stay, you know, not big giant signs, obviously.
I don't believe they're planning to do anything there other than restriping and fixing the pavement.
Yeah, and the pavement's going to be a, I would imagine, a complete overhaul. Then the other thing I wanted to comment on was having the pedestrian door coming in from Hollister has the two bathrooms right there.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah.
Emergency.
Right. I'm
actually
point being that as you go from the different types of glass, having the bathroom possibly visible by passersby, so right on Hollister
The bathrooms there are actually there on the...
I noticed there's a fire door. I'm talking about the being able to see it through the window, et cetera.
Right, but the walls for the bathrooms, those are solid walls. They're going to be solid walls built up against the glass.
Okay.
So there's no possibility ever.
I'm walking from the corner of Pine and Hollister, walking down and, you know, looking in the windows at the wares. As I come from the corner down, I've got an angle view into that, and it just seems kind of an odd placement. So close.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's not a deal breaker, just something that occurred to me.
But if I understand what you're saying, there's a wall you're building inside.
Right.
Basically, exactly. For the shelving.
Right.
So even if the windows are clear,
you can see
from the street, you'll be looking at the
right.
back of a shelf.
Exactly. That's why we block out the windows. Exactly that.
All opaque.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Back of a shelf or black opaque glass.
Right. Exactly. That's the whole reason that we do have to go with the black windows here.
Well,
I mean, going back to Dennis's comments on it. It creates a dead zone. I understand what you're saying with the vibrancy. You want to see life inside a place. It, brings life in. With the layout that we have and the way that obviously the auto parts work is we have shoving through here. We would have to see if there's some way we could possibly change this in order to achieve that.
Well,
the problem you have is you have merchandise that goes up so high and things of that nature.
If I could make a suggestion, the way the floor plan is laid out right now with that infill wall, there is a space between it and where the glass is.
Yes.
And it looks like it actually gives you an opportunity for some window displays there. Instead of opaque glass, it could be something more you could see through it, and there could be some sort of each one becomes a display space. Whether you're displaying fan belts and gaskets, or if you maybe have one of them set up to display information and posters about some current community event, or I don't know. But it looks like there is an opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. That
is
a possibility.
And you still keep that wall with your shelving, which is an important part of what you guys have.
Right.
Especially, there is. We know there's a lot of life on the street since there's a bus stop there. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things about the antique mall, whether you liked it or not, there was always something to look at and appreciate and enjoy while one was waiting for the bus. Mm-hmm. As it is now, this is really the polar opposite world.
Right. You know, one of the things we have here is we have, along the street, you have a lot of, right now, this black spandrel glass. Maybe what we could do in lieu of that, as you were saying, is maybe make some of them display windows, that sort of thing, and maybe we make two of them narrower ones where it actually have glazing, clear glazing, so you can see into the store also and see the life and that sort of thing.
I would think that that's what people or the vendor would like, is to have an attractive storefront that displayed products that drew you in somehow and showed the life that was going on.
Yeah, that would possibly work. I'm thinking that realistically the bottom of the windows would probably start at about 42 inches and then go up to maybe the underside of the canopy that we have there. Yeah. That would allow it to be able to have durability with people passing by and yet provide the life and interest that you're looking for.
Yes.
Aaron, did you have any other? Okay. Karis?
I grew up in this area, and I don't know if your architect is aware that this is extremely hot, this particular site. You're going to be getting so much sun all day just coming right down, and you have your doors right there on the sunny side, which I think is great in terms of getting your people in, but you might want to think about, I don't know what our restrictions are on something coming out there to shade that out. Shade trees in the parking lots, both of them, the new one and the old ones. Any kind of planting you can put up against that wall to just try to diffract some of that light that is just going to be melting your asphalt.
All right.
Really. Today is an example, but it does, and that particular side is going to be in the sun all day long. Whereas your storefront windows, as people are walking by,
is in the shade.
It's going to be in the shade all day long. And at nighttime, the light that's coming out from inside of the building sort of provides a little bit of a security or, you know, interest during the evening hours when people might be inclined to do something there that they don't shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
But now there's light there, so maybe not, but not without big, you know, spotlighting that's going to hurt our night sky thing. So
right.
That those would be my suggestions, is try to cut down on your heat as much as possible. Your color scheme is really seems like a dark palette, and I'm just worried those walls are just going to bake. Yeah, they're going to pull in all that sun and the dark grays, the blacks, everything. So the Mediterranean, it was I like the suggestion because it's already designed to handle that much heat. Whereas if, you know, you're in the Midwest or somewhere where it's cold, then maybe you want more hot, warm colors bringing in the heat. But in this location, you're going to be just battling that all the time with your air conditioner, and people are going to walk in, and it's just going to come right from the asphalt right in with them. So,
okay.
So those are my considerations.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat what everybody said. I'll just throw in a couple of things. I really don't like the color scheme. I think the sign says what it is, and let that be the, you know, the corporate element. It seems like the only thing that could potentially make sense is, depending on what the rest of the building looked like, is maybe a reddish band, and that's it. But I don't like the red
mullions,
the frames of the windows. I mean, for the direction you're going, it kind of wants to be, and you're adding slump stone. It's like the windows, the frames want to be bronze, probably, and then I'll leave all the other comments that everybody else made. But I would also say, if you're going to keep, I like Carl's comment that if you take the tile all the way up past the parapet, it seems to make more sense. If it's down here, you kind of want to see something supporting it. And I don't know that you have the room to do that with regards to pedestrians and stuff like that.
I don't believe so, no.
You know, maybe it's a whole different thing. Maybe it's a, you know, a flat concrete tile or a metal or a corrugated, and the whole theme changes. But I don't think it's necessary, and I think it's even a little egregious to theme the whole building AutoZone, because it's really a part of Old Town. So the building should be nice and clean and well done, and the sign is what tells you it's AutoZone, not the architecture. The architecture's of the town, the sign is the business, I think, is where it comes down for me. And the only other thing I wanted to add is, if there, I don't know that there is, but if there's any sort of opportunity to add any landscaping, better landscaping in this parking lot, that might want to be studied.
Okay, I can take a look at it. Quite honestly, I didn't really look at that when I did my initial survey of the building. We were just talking about that portion of it.
So anyway, those are my comments. Does anybody else want to add anything?
I just want to say I really appreciate listening to everybody's comments. They're excellent. And I had a vision of this building and the storefronts nicely lit, subtly lit in the evening, and this being a really attractive corner in Goleta, interesting, whereas before it never was.
One more thing. I think it's important for you to pick a style that you can work with, and stay true to that style all the way through. So if you're going to pick Mediterranean, you got to solve the roof problem, you got to solve the tile support system, you got to solve the color system, and most of the red's going to go away and you're going to replace it with earth tones, bronze colors. Or you can take it to an agrarian vernacular, I guess, that uses standing seam, corrugated roof, whatever, and then, in my opinion, you've got some opportunity to play with color maybe slightly more. Or you take it to, I don't know, what else. So I would say that's probably the initial thing you need to do, and just try to stay consistent and carry through.
All right.
All right. Well, with that, I guess that completes our conceptual review. And that's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll take these comments and come back with something else. You know,
yeah,
when work
you
with
come
it.
Back.
That's something I'll have to check with them to see how quickly they can get this done. How often do you have these meetings?
In theory, it's every 2 weeks, but our next one, I believe, has been canceled, yes. So the next one is October 25th.
They should be able to make that one October 25th.
We'll work with the applicant to schedule.
Can I say one more thing before you go? Today would be a good day to go
I
out
think,
there.
I think because I think after October, there's only
is
one meeting in November. It's
oh,
just that one on the,
well,
on the third.
Okay. Yeah, and think about when people are going to be coming to your store, like in terms of hours, mm-hmm. also. Because a lot of people get off work around 4 or 5. So if you head over there now, you'll see.
That how it is like.
The rising heat.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next item.
Item F1 is for design review. It's the Goleta Neighborhood Clinic Extension Phase 2, located at 5582 Cali Real, case number 16121 DRB.
Welcome.
There's no red on this project, is there?
Declarations from everybody?
No visits since the first site visit, and no ex parte.
No further visits since then, and no ex parte.
Same.
I drive by it every day, no ex parte.
Just my original visit, no ex parte.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Same. No additional. No.
So we last saw this project for conceptual review 2 weeks ago on the 13th, and overall the project received favorable comments and the removal of the pole sign is appreciated. I verified the parking and they are meeting and exceeding requirements. 39 spaces are required, 2 ADA and 2 bicycle, and they have 40 spaces, 2 ADA and 8 bicycle spaces. And more details and analysis were requested on the screening and safety, pedestrian access, permeable pavers, glazing, and also visual rendering. And I'll let Francis talk about this.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Is it on now? Thank you. You get through that. So based on the comments, we can start with the site plan or and some of the aspects of the sight line. Let me start off with the accessibility to our primary sidewalk on the back. I've introduced two new walkways to basically filter pedestrian traffic from the parking areas directly on at three different points now. We only had one in this back section, and we added two more to access the main walk and direct you to either entrance, depending on which part of the clinic you were attending. We also cleaned up a little bit of an area here that was problematic from phase one that forced an accessible route outside into the parking area. So we readdressed that, going over the trash. So basically reorganized that. The casualty in that accommodation was the loss of one space, but I think based on what we're saying, we're still at target. We've also looked at the redistribution of some of the bicycle parking. Since we do have multiple entrances, we took some out from the front area, which now we have four. We put four down in this area and added two more here in kind of this little planter area. And we'll look at the landscape plan and what we've done to address some of that as well. We took a look based on the concern on the line of sight. And I've brought with me a photograph of that intersection, and the concern was making a right turn on from Kellogg on to Calle Real. There's no stop. You can see there are two stripes for the pedestrian walk. And so when making a determination, I've even driven it, you know, for safety reasons. I think we all drive to the furthest point that we can in order to see as clearly as we can. And that is illustrated by that front line and the front part of the car. The concern, I believe, that was raised was this little planter area, or actually sidewall, which we did add in the original iteration, that little stacking of that screen. So it would be a little bit higher, no more than 42 inches from the ground here on that side. But based on this analysis, based on 35 miles an hour, based on 40 miles an hour, we looked at what that angle would be, and that's basically represented in the red. And again, visually, in the photograph. There was another comment about true permeable pavers, which we were hastily had prepared an illustration in the earlier iteration. We've gone back and corrected that with gravel in between, a little bit wider spacing, and still meeting an ADA requirement.
Okay.
Shall we move on to the other subjects? Okay.
Keep going.
All righty. So the other point of contention were the two enclosed porch areas on the two extreme corners on the southern elevation. And our original proposal is this on my left. This is showing if we continue that cadence with the existing building. I think that was one of the requests. And to couple that, I just brought some photographs of what it looks like today. Sure. I'll let you handle it. And I believe the let me go back to what was originally proposed. So I was basically changing the design on the two corners to basically identify the corners a little bit more accurately and add a little bit of life to the building. Presently, the building, given the hard surfaces, given the bronze glazing on the glass, the brick, the tile reads as a block, even though there's this back and forth shading and movement. So, and to introduce in some of the earlier comments from the last meeting, some life into the building, we wanted to basically add these elements, spin off a little bit from the cadence that exists, be a little bit more contemporary with the look, and to create glass that was transparent. To add some life to these two corners especially, which are important as access points and directionally. One of the comments to address that was the idea of moving the glass elevation back to kind of continue with that creation of shadow and back and forth. In essence, we're doing it not to the degree, obviously, as you see these two voids, or as each glazing is set back, but in this corner, and I apologize, it may be awkward, it's a photograph looking up. Our basic set for our storefront for the corners are under this beam.
It's going to be in the centered on
correct.
That beam.
And we're about a little more than a foot back. So, again, we're not going... as the wrist brick is really only, I believe, a couple of inches. It's just this band, which is way forward. again, a hard surface. We're setting it back. We have some transparency, which we're trying to mimic from the fact that it's now a void, although it's so dark in there, it reads as dark. And so that's the play with light, the play with glass.
So the brick face is out here at this point?
In parts of the building, yes. Okay. Yes. And then the glass areas are set back maybe 18 inches, maybe 2 feet. I don't recall. There was a discussion of this forward and back movement.
Okay.
And I think that is, well, those are the points. Do you have anything to add? Let's go through the landscape plan. Yeah, we can.
You can see. Do I need a microphone?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So what we did, where's the pointer? What we did with the sight line is we put far lower plants here just to make sure that line of sight reads for turning, safety, things like that. Here is our new area for four bikes. We have four bikes here. We're going to add just a single bike parking here. We have some very nice bike parking fixtures. This, again, is permeable surface, right, coming up here, easier access through here. We already had that, and we're creating this through the planter, but able to keep this big tree right here. And we're expanding.
Do you know
this,
what kind of tree that is? Sycamore? That's been
butchered? It could be a London plane. Oh. It could be related to the sycamore. But it's so straight, I think it's more like a sycamore, so we want to keep that.
I almost brought that photo.
Anyway, so we're going to expand this area to fit that walkway in, and then we have additional tile kind of marking the entry, which I like this idea the architect came up with of just spelling out that entry, making this far easier to come through, and really pulling the, you know, bicycle parking around, so there's different opportunities.
We have a staff entrance here, so a couple of bikes here. This again is administrative. We have another part of the clinic that has a main entrance here, which is a mental health area, and then the front portion is pediatrics and general medicine.
Right, and we're adding a couple of narrow trees. I thinned out this grove just a little bit so it would all work. These are a narrow tree anyway. And I moved a couple of those trees over here. We're keeping all the valuable native Catalina ironwood trees out here, keeping them in place, adding some drought-tolerant strawberry trees, native ground covers through here. So really, really what changed is sort of these, I think, these access point, the bicycle parking, and just making sure that that's a good line of sight that cars can see over, see what's coming at them. So anyway, those are the changes that I made.
I was just wondering what is happening with the triangle on. It's just in green and it says sign free lane.
On the east side?
Yes, on the east side, please.
Here?
The wee green triangle, yes.
Oh.
What does the green represent?
The green represents an existing planting that they replanted recently. Oh. So we're just keeping the ground covers and small shrubs in those areas.
Is it raised?
There's a curb. Just a curb, low curb, yeah.
And just to add to that, right now there is an access point. This kind of floats. This curbing stops in what we're proposing is the continuation of the curbing to create some separation. It's also, I brought forward the drop-off here because it was around here, and that is a little difficult with people coming in at 30, 40 miles an hour making the turn and people staying out there. Trying to get in, so I tried to bring that back because we do have people who take taxis and families that get dropped off, so we did move that back and create a separate entrance.
Great.
Okay. So,
Aaron, do you have any questions?
Do you have any pictures or anything of the bike racks that you intend to install? I believe to steal your thunder, right?
Oh,
you
no.
always ask about the bike racks.
If they're just singles.
Well, did I understand that there are two sets of four racks, or
yep.
F-O-R or F-O-U-R?
Two sets of four and, two separate singles, yeah.
This guy up there in a gray finish on a black.
Here, you can look at that, then we'll put it on camera. Mm-hmm.
So, to reiterate, there are four up front, four on the side, and two in the back. So we've increased it, our total by two, so we're up to 10. And our requirement is two. But based on our encouragement of using bicycles for staff and for...
Yeah, in practical reality, they're going to get used.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
I have no questions, Chair.
All right.
I just had a question that may morph into a comment of sorts. It has to do with the signage. I guess you'll be coming back to us at a later point in time.
Yes, we are. We intend to.
Signage, it's interesting how we kind of bifurcate this process, but the signage is such an important architectural feature, and it's kind of strange to be designing something without really knowing what the signage is, and the reverse of that as well. I would just say I really want to reiterate the removal of the pole sign is a great feature that you're offering, so thank you for that. And then if you would simply consider halo lit signage something that will be appropriate to this much improved structure.
Thank you.
When you come back and see us.
Thank you.
Do you have any comments?
I think that as you go through the laundry list, which wasn't very long, of the kinds of changes that the board would appreciate, seeing that all the boxes to me seem to be checked. So I have nothing to add other than to say thanks for doing that.
No comments from here as well. Basically in line with Bill. You've gone through and looked at it and responded, and thank you very much.
Great.
Bill. I want to say I'm happy. I guess I just want to clarify and make sure I understand, not that it's hugely critical, because we are now doing relative to the window mullions, are we doing this now as opposed to this, which
my preference is the original question.
Is still this.
Yes. But
For the board, the request was to see what it would look like if we continued it in the same language.
Okay. It's still bugging me a little, but it's not the end of the world, and I'm so happy you're getting rid of the pole sign. I'm going to go with it. Thank you.
I think it's a fine response to all of our comments. Thank you.
I concur. I'm okay with it. I made my peace with this. After I kind of understood how it does set back a little bit, it's different, and it's okay. I'm all right with it.
Given the transparency, I think we're back to where I think we're trying to achieve in total. So
this is here for design review. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, if we have findings for whoever would like to make a motion.
Actually, before we get there, I have one more kind of question relative to...
Where do you want?
Well, here we go. Got there. So this, do you think, is a London, potentially a London plane or Sycamore, as is this, right? And there used to be one down here that must have died anyway. I just, and maybe it's just because of the property owner and how he's trimmed those over the years, they have maybe they're in better shape now, but originally, for years and years, they were basically trees that got cut back down and they formed those big knobs. And I'm not sure if they're even, while they're nice big trunks, the foliage is kind of, or at least the limb structure above about 8 or 10 or 12 feet is, I would tell you, questionable. I want to check that out, but for what that's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally used to be trimmed like mulberry trees, if you know what they trimmed those like.
Those kind of trees are trimmed like that often. They do grow back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a style you see in Paris. And after they get trimmed like that, yeah, they act like that more and the leaves come out. It's just to kind of keep it in shape. I don't really have an answer, sort of like that. Character of the maintenance for that.
Okay.
Back to your point, are you saying we could look at an alternative, or you're not married to this tree? I mean, we did a lot to avoid it in the design to keep it, I mean, and because it's just where it's placed. So I guess I'm just curious: is if we came up with a different solution to for a different tree, is what's more important, keeping that tree? Or does it make a difference?
Well, to me, I'd be fine with it going away because I don't think it's a very nice tree. But if it's, you know, I'm going to defer to the landscape people on the board.
I think the tree is healthy.
So okay. If it's healthy and you're willing to work around it, then
I think
hard
so.
To tell you to cut it down.
It does provide a lot of shade and some character, and you can't get a new tree that's going to be like that. Maybe down the line if we see how the Tristania do. Maybe we replace it down the line. I think for now we keep it.
Okay. All right, so who wants to make a motion? You decide which findings work for you and justify it. No. You can just agree with the categories.
I agree with either the numbers or the whole category.
You can just agree with
each. Well, you see if this works. I'll make a motion that we accept the findings as listed in the staff document.
Seconded.
The second by Aaron. Perfect. Any discussion?
I think that was a very nice way to do that.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Discussion.
Come back for the signage when you're ready.
On to our last item.
Thank you. Item F2 is design review. It's Lindmar office facade improvements located at 6300 Lindmar Drive, case number 16098-DRB.
So this project was last seen for conceptual review on August 9th. The project was generally well-received and was seen as an improvement to the building and neighborhood. More details were requested on the deck, area around the entryway, lighting, and landscaping. And now I will turn this over to the project architect, Siglinda.
Hi. Siglinda Pukki. I'm with Schubert and Donaldson Architects here for design review and hopefully final review as well. We put in a lot of details, so hopefully it's sufficient. Demo plan here. We're removing all the glass on this side of the building, and we're removing a small portion of glass on the west side of the building where we are creating this entry feature. Does everybody remember the project, or do I need to kind of... I didn't bring the pictures from last time. But what we're doing is adding new pavement over here, a new wood deck with a steel trellis and a fabric shading structure, and then new paving here on this side, and the little pop-out to enhance the entry from the parking lot, which is really, I think, where most people enter the building.
And I think there's a window up high you're adding up there.
So this is just a enlarged floor plan, and then more enlarged here. Thank you. So this is the site that gets all new glazing, and it's a pretty clear glazing with a light blue hue. And then all glass doors. And then in front we have the trellis, which is open in this area, and then we have the fabric structure in this area. So this is a reflected ceiling plan of the shade structure and the entry. And then to the right, the little pop-out, 1'6" here, which... is shown right here in elevation. So we want to use a cement board rain screen to clad that, and it has a little canopy. And the canopy is lit up. We are using, this is the new one. It's a translucent white three-form panel right here. And then we have lights above that, LED strip lights that will light down that translucent panel. So it all gets a little glow. And then you see the new window here for the staircase behind it. And here all new glazing with the wood guardrail in front.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the shade structure?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So those are the columns here,
mm-hmm.
and then steel beams across. And then the question came up last time, what to do underneath. We're calling for a Mexican pebble, so we're not looking at dirt. But I looked at it. You can hardly look in there as you turn the corner.
Okay.
These are the other two sites where we're just doing painting, and the paint colors are now keyed. The lightest gray is for the CMU block areas. The darker one is for these spandrel panels below the window, and then the darkest one is for underneath the roof eave or overhang, which is plaster right now. These are the details for the shade structure. It's kind of a pulley system, so you can pull it back in the winter and get sun and close it in the summer. This is plan detail for the guardrail here in section. Mm-hmm. So we have little strips of wood that get attached to a spacer and then the steel post behind that. And all of that is stained into this kind of rich color.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is window details.
Okay.
Well, else do we have? Some more details of the other side, yeah. Cutting through the canopy here. And this is an enlargement of that. So here we're putting the lighting right here. And it's a, we have a cut sheet of the lighting back here. One more. Here. It's a LED strip like that that will then shine down only, so you can call it full cutoff. And then we have three of these lighting fixtures next to the entry where we have the trellis kind of greeting you as you walk into the main entrance.
Any questions?
I was just going to say before you leave that, was there any, maybe you've already mentioned it, maybe I missed it, any lighting proposed for the new outside deck?
For the evening deck, events or anything like that? We do have some lighting proposed. We want to have a LED strip light all the way around the on the interior of the guardrail, so it kind of glows a little bit, but nothing on the trellis.
Questions from you?
No questions, Chair.
Okay.
Yes, see, Glenda, could you talk to the fabric a bit? Do you have any of the samples, or can you describe it a bit?
White is what we wanted to use, and it will be a Ferrari fabric for exterior use, so it will keep up with the weather.
Okay. Questions? All right. How about any comments?
How about declarations?
Oh.
No visits since the original site visit and no ex parte.
I've been by there in the meantime, but no ex parte.
I visited the site originally and no ex parte.
Yeah, I have not visited the site other than the original no ex parte.
No additional site visit and no ex parte.
Same.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, and with that, do you have any comments, Bill?
Actually, maybe I didn't bring it in my packet. I don't recall from the minutes exactly what it was that we're asking the applicant to achieve, but the presentation seems very complete, so thank you. And it seems, as I recall, that the questions and that we have been addressed. So I'm good with this as being presented and looking forward to having a motion made to approve it.
Okay.
I have no further comments, really. I think they've done a good job responding, and I'm good with giving a design review.
Didn't we have a landscape plan last time we were looking at?
No. We just talked about it, and we said we've got to remove it under the deck here, and right. Then the concern was that there shouldn't be just dirt there. Okay.
That's good. I'm fine with that. It's a nice project.
No comments?
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll be a nice improvement.
No comments. Thank you.
Are we just going to make trouble? Really? No, right. I'm kidding. It's nice, you guys. It's well executed, and it's great. So... who wants to make a motion?
I did have a question for staff. Mm-hmm. If we could do design review, if we didn't do final review at this point, would that just be done with a liaison from this committee and a staff member?
Wait, what?
To make sure it's in conformity, or will this have to come back another time?
Well, if it's design review, they're...
That's good.
They're this good. They're it. Off and running, yeah.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion for granting design review for this project.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Yep.
Are you going to reference the findings?
Yes, I'm sorry. I should have waited. I'm not waiting for the second first. I'm making a motion for design review approval of the project of the Lindmar office facade improvements, and that the board agrees with the findings made by staff in the document regarding neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, quality of landscape design, and zoning.
And does the seconder second support that? Okay, good. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is nice.
We'll have a meeting on the patio when it's done. Do you want to keep this?
Okay. So our next item, any announcements by members? I would like to wish my sister a very happy birthday today. Other than that, that's it.
Did your sister watch?
No. But I don't care.
There you go.
The older one.
All right, and with that, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. Am I too late? Am I too late?